Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Hi, this is Stephanie Megan. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Because therapy is too expensive. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy.
Yeah.
My phone on. D&D.
I'm so nervous.
Why are you nervous? This your show.
I know, but I've never had like...
I'm nervous because this is like almost a year in the making now.
Yeah.
So I almost feel like I gotta
like... we knew this time was coming.
I feel like I gotta like deliver extra though.
No,
like I feel a little pressure. Yeah, I'm just nervous about how all the brokies will receive me.
The brokies.
Yeah. I'm a little nervous. I like sit back and been watching them from afar for like years. So I'm just
like, are they rude? Will they tell me the truth? Like, what do you mean?
I mean, I'm not really worried about them being rude or anything. I guess just, I don't know.
It's, my audience is what they'll like.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just, it's been a mystery for so long. So I'm just kind of like, you know, what if they're let down?
Yeah.
Like, we were just listening to that Kanye album and you saw how disappointed I was.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm better than Kanye.
This is very true, so.
I'm just kidding.
You are.
I'm really not.
You're the, maybe the Kanye of potting?
No, I would like to say I'm the Beyonce of potting.
Okay, we can do that. We can say that.
I'm Beyonce. I just feel like it's so weird because, like, I have to turn on, like, my podcast self.
Yeah.
And
it's, like, it's like payback all the times you ask me to do my radio voice for you.
I know, and now I feel so weird.
Yeah, now like you know I how I feel. I'm always like, no, it's awkward. Like, I'll do it later.
And because like we're so like goofy and just like we're just so laid back,
right?
That it's like when we have to like go on a show and put on a show,
perform.
It's like we're like what?
Yeah,
what?
What?
Oh my what? God, you guys!
It's hot.
Okay, so just want to preface: if you see,
it's LA heat.
Us sweating this weekend was like, or this week, I don't even know what day it is. Yeah, this whole week has been like unbearable. So please bear with us if we're literally, and I don't know why we're wearing long sleeves. It's because it's my merch.
Yeah, it's the merch.
It's the merch.
And we both like to wear long sleeve shirts. So
you do.
It's just wise. I pack like majority of long sleeve shirts and now I've like, don't really have anything to wear. So I've been wearing my Steph Curry jersey every day.
Yeah. And I just wear the same tank top every single day.
Yeah. It's all good.
It's fine. It's just us.
It's all good.
Well, hi guys. It's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of Rogal Therapy. Guess the fuck what?
This is crazy.
This is crazy. I have my boyfriend, Chris Bebe.
In the building.
In the motherfucking building. And your real name is... Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, we're doing the real reveal?
Yeah,
the
we're
government?
Doing
Brian.
Brian!
Very exciting, right, guys?
Woo, I don't have to censor your name anymore.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I feel good. I just feel like now everyone is going to know that I tricked them. Because you remember in that episode when I first talked about you for the very first time?
Right.
I was like, oh, yeah, we're going to call him Chris because his name starts with a C. And it actually doesn't. And I did that as like a make sure that they don't like find you. I really wanted to keep it a secret.
Even though I feel like if someone really wanted to investigate, it wouldn't have been that difficult.
Yeah, because you comment on everything.
Every picture and it's like literally it's pretty obvious. So
yeah.
I feel like a lot of people have probably
figured
it out already.
You could have just been like a dude that was like thirsty in my comments maybe.
True. Very true.
I don't know. Not true. That I even get thirsty comments. It's usually like a bunch of like my supporters be like, yes, bitch, queen. And then you be like, yeah, fine, that's mine. Or I don't even know what you say. Is that what you say?
I just be like, you sexy.
No, you don't. You don't have
I
the
do. What do you mean?
Not on Instagram.
Like in your comments or in the DM?
In the DM, yeah. You be giving me the dick.
Not in the DM. That's a text message.
Are you embarrassed?
No.
Okay, okay.
Oh, what is 2021?
It's fine. I was like, did you hear me FaceTiming with Sixella earlier? And I was telling her how you always send me dick pics.
No, what'd she say?
She's like, I love that. Always spice things up. I was like, he really just does it as a joke. Well, not always, but.
I mean, I just.
It's fine.
Yeah.
We like
it. I was about to expound, but I guess this is the platform to do it. I just.
I like
the way my dick looks. So I think it's
your
like
your sisters are gonna hear this. And your best friend, everyone's gonna hear this.
It's all good. I mean, but no, I like the way it looks, so I'm like,
you're like, let me snap a photo.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, let me send it to you. Like when you feeling
I do
yourself.
Love your dick.
No, when you're feeling yourself and you send me a picture, you know what I mean? When that's kinda how I'm like, oh, it's looking good today.
Yeah, you just, you know what? Embrace yourself.
Yeah, I sent you a dick pic this morning when you were laying in the bed next to me.
Good times. That's like relationship shit. I used to never get honestly, you were like the only, yeah, I used to never get dick pics before.
And it's always like awkward when we'll have to like go back in our messages to look for something. Because and I'm just like,
all it is you're a dick. In my past messages.
It's my penis everywhere. All over this place.
Oh my God. Anyways, well, I don't even know where to begin because I feel like me and you, we really have been dating for a year now. And now this is the time that we like reveal you. And I feel like they've always heard my point of view, but they never heard. I don't feel like they ever really know the real story of how we met.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, and I think it's a cool story. I feel like it's a very BGT way for like us to come together.
How so?
Well, I mean, it started with a dating app, but we didn't meet on a dating app.
We didn't meet on the dating app, yeah.
But I found you indirectly through this app.
Because I don't know if you guys listen back to like my older episodes, I used to always talk about this app called Soul Swipe. And I was like, I love Soul Swipe. And I was just like, okay, we get it. You like black guys. Calm down. And I was just like, problematic. But like, I was like, oh yeah, like I love Soul Swipe. But Soul Swipe was kind of an awful app.
Yeah,
and they
even went down.
They even went down one point. I think I like tweeted them about it.
And that's how I found you. Because I was on the Soul Swipe app and it was awful. And I was like, this thing is so bad. Let me go on Twitter and see like, if people
Who
are talking about it,
app?
Yeah, see if people Who are saying how bad the app is. So I go on there. I go on their Twitter, and one of their first tweets is a retweet from this chick. And I'm like, oh, she's cute just based off of the thumbnail. I'm like, oh, this chick is pretty cute. So I click on the thumbnail, and I go to your page, you know, and instantly this, like, I'll tell you the truth. I don't think I ever told you this. Normally, what I used to do when I would go to like a chick's Twitter page is I go to the media section instantly to look at the pictures.
Okay, see more.
So yeah, so I didn't even make it to the media section, like because I saw that you had like the link in your bio. Mm. So I clicked on it, and you know, when I saw podcasting, just coming from radio and broadcasting, I'm just a podcast fan. Like, as you know, I just enjoy listening to podcasts.
Right.
So I was like, oh, you know, she's cute. Let me see what she's talking about. And I remember the title was I had an orgasm.
Yeah.
So it caught me.
I tweeted I in all caps.
Yeah.
I had an orgasm.
Yes. So I was hooked. I clicked the SoundCloud link and it was dope. I was like, oh, this show was like, it's really good. Like, this is dope. So, So just aside from thinking you were cute, I was like, oh, this show is dope. Let me give a follow just to kind of see where it goes. Like, I just kind of literally just,
So you believed in me?
I did believe in you. The follow was just to see where you would end up. Like, I was just kind of like, oh, let's see where she goes.
Because it was still fairly new.
Mm-hmm. This was 2017. So
that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and I remember I tweeted you and Six, and I was like, yo, like, I love the show. The show is dope. Just checked it out.
Yeah, y'all are hilarious.
Yeah, y'all are funny. You guys had me laughing. So, yeah, I tweeted you, and I remember I think you, like, liked it. And
I liked it and retweeted it back, and I was like, because I mean, back then, this was obviously, like, pre-TikTok. I just started. I mean, I did have, like, a sprinkle of, like, listeners. Y'all know who you are. Day one, what's up, if y'all still here. But like I had like a sprinkle, whatever. There were just like random people from like across the country. But like, I think what like really stood out was like you were like a dude. you know, and like you weren't, you know, what it seemed, you weren't like a gay dude. Like I would assume like, you know, gay men will fuck with the show. You know what I mean? Because it's like maybe be. I didn't think that like someone like you would actually think it's dope, and I felt like that actually motivated me for a while. Because I was like, oh, I feel like this could like reach not just like women, but like men too. Like I feel like that's dope to think that like everyone could have joined the show. You know?
Yeah. Well, for me, like it was just tough because I had moved to LA. I'd been in LA for about a year at that point. And just the dating was not, you know, it wasn't working out. So that for me, like listening to your show was kind of like a way to like, I kind of looked at it like a cheat code of like, okay, what do women out here like think? Like, how do they approach dating and how are they looking at things? Because, you know, I told you, I felt like, especially on the apps, I felt like it was just a job interview most of the time.
Oh my God. Everything's so redundant. Yeah. Like filling out a resume and like, telling you more about your qualifications.
Exactly. Like, I never genuinely felt like, you know, in, you know, any of the women like were trying to get to know me. Like I told you, it was weird. I literally like, you know, I guess shows the sensitive side of me. But you know, I told you I would like feel used sometimes when the chicks would come at me of like just trying to like, yo, I'm just trying to come through and like have sex. So and I'm just like, you don't want to like talk and hang out before that. So
babe, you're sweating.
Yeah, it's hot, man.
Bro Girl Therapy is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what would you do? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I mentioned before that I went back to therapy and that was the best decision I've ever made because every time I leave a session, I do feel like I just got so much off my chest. I've been suffering with so much anxiety because I feel like sometimes I don't have time. I don't have time to get all the stuff done, or I feel like I'm not worthy of doing a good job of the things that I have to do. And I know that stems from a lot of ADHD. So talking to my therapist, she really gives me the space to just vent and have those emotions, and she validates that and gives me the tool sets to be able to continue my day and to give me that confidence to remind myself that, like, I got this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BrokeGirl today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BrokeGirl. It's okay. Brush it off.
It's the rosé.
It's the rosé. It's hot. No, like, I don't really sweat as much in my face. I feel like I would be just as sweaty.
And I sweat over anything, so it's like... Yeah, it's fine. It's just...
It's like a natural highlight.
Yeah. I'm just... Even it's though. Okay. That's all the brokies are going to talk about me. They're going to think brokies, I'm nervous.
Is that what y'all want to be called?
Like, well, Rose coined the phrase, and I thought it was genius. So.
It is genius, but I'm no one... Like, I feel like... For like listener or like fandoms, I guess you could say, is like, I feel like y'all have to call yourselves that. Like, I feel weird, like being like, hey,
well,
brokies.
You don't know. Yeah, you can just let us call them that. You don't have to call them that.
Okay, because I feel weird. Yeah. Y'all are my bitches.
That works too.
Yeah.
But anyways, I can't say that.
No, yeah. You
yeah, that wouldn't sound right.
But yeah, so we followed each other for like 3 years.
Yeah. And I remember telling you, like, when we first started talking that I was shocked that you didn't unfollow me throughout that whole time.
Because, why?
Because, you, I mean, I tweet about music and sports, and that's literally pretty much
what it is. But I think that's what I was definitely attracted to is, you know, like, I followed you for so long, and you never – I feel like a lot of times I follow dudes, you know, on Twitter, follow them back, whatever, and, like, a lot of the tweets or, like – the likes that they you know tend to like are like kind of disrespectful shit against women, you know, or like objectifying in a way. And I feel like you just never had that type of content ever. Like, you were just generally obsessed with sports and music. And I was like, I that turned me on. I liked that. Like, and I felt like we liked this, and not sports. I don't like, but I like that you like sports. I just don't like sports. But as far as like music, like, I felt like it seemed like I could just tell that you had like really good taste. Like, you loved media, because I saw that you were doing radio and broadcasting, and I was like, how the hell did he find me? And I didn't even know until like we talked the first day. But yeah, like, I don't know. I just, like, for the longest time, like, you were kind of on my timeline. But again, I was going through like my shit, and I think you always just seemed like a really nice guy.
Thank you.
And I was, and he is. And like, back then, I was just into like bad boys.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like that moment after Morgan when I realized, obviously, I went through the baddest of the baddest. I was like, I just want a real non-problematic dude. That's it. You know, like, that's really what I want, is like a nice guy that I can have a genuine conversation with. You know, like, I don't care about like how funny you are when we get drunk, or how shitty you treat me, like, I, or the chase, you know, or like the problems, whatever. I wanted just something like meaningful, you know? And so, and not that I like felt like you could give that to me, but there was something like really, I was drawn to you, because I felt like you were someone that could be open to talking about more than just superficial shit. Like, I feel like on your timeline, I've seen you talk about like mental health and how that was like something that you've gone through and you're open about. And I was just like, I mean, I love talking about stuff like that. So I was like, this person seems so cool. Like, even if we don't date, like, even as just friends, like, there's something that needs, that is there.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't really know how to, like, approach it, I guess. Like, I kind of, because I felt like at times, like, I felt like you liked me too, but I could just tell that you didn't, like, you didn't have the balls to talk to me.
Well, it's not even that. I just always felt like you always had some type of situation.
You didn't know, like, what my situation, because I was also, like, prior to you, like, I was also, like, kind of private, too. Like, I mean, people knew what was going on, kind of, but I feel like I never showed faces. I never, like, you know, like, really acted like I was in a relationship. So it was kind of, like, confusing, like, as far as, like, online.
Yeah.
So.
So I was definitely hesitant because of that. I was just, because I'm that type of dude, like, I'm just not going to, like, just, you know, if I know you're in a relationship, I'm gonna just, I'll still like your pictures and like your stuff, but I'm not gonna.
And you liked all my pictures.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna like hit the comments or hit the DMs or nothing like that. Right. Be disrespectful, because that's just, you know, it's just.
But I remember you did hit me up. I remember when I did the intervention episode.
Yeah.
If y'all remember the classic intervention episode, because everything was like live when it happened.
Yeah. I remember watching it unfold on the Twitter timeline.
Yeah. So, like, background story with the intervention episode, Morgan and I got in. Like, he just dumped me out of nowhere. Like, it just became this, like, he just dropped me with no explanation. I obviously was like, I need to vent on the show, and kind of like said something about how I was going to vent on the show. And then my ex started attacking me on Twitter.
Yeah. And then Six jumped in.
And Six jumped in. Jess jumped in. And we did an emergency pod.
Yeah. And I remember you posted it like in the middle of the night, and I was like, I'm listening right now. I listened to the episode that night when you posted.
I remember you reached out to me saying like, I really like your honesty. I forgot exactly verbatim what the words were, but like, you were just like pretty much supporting, like, you know, like, not even just being like, oh, fuck him, like, let me come through or anything like that. It was just kind of like, yo, like, what you do is dope. Yeah. And that was like, I don't know why I'm about to. I felt like a tear coming.
Yeah. But I think for me, that was a thing, right? Because you talked about me having my own, like, mental health, like, issues and things that I was working through. And during that time, I was, like, very much in the thick of it. So, like, for me to kind of, like, see your vulnerability and see you just kind of put yourself out there, I was just kind of like, damn, I couldn't imagine, you know what I mean, going through what I'm going through and then putting it out there for everybody to see and, like,
see
me at my lowest and just these raw emotions coming out. So, yeah, I was just kind of like, yo, I was like, that's, it's big. You know, and again, coming from radio, like, I know what it's like to, like, put your life out there for kind of people to dissect and talk about and have an opinion about. So it's not easy. And I remember I told you when I messaged you, I was like, yo, I'm not here to give you my opinion on your situation. I just wanted to tell you, like, I just really appreciate your vulnerability. And, you know, it's my favorite thing about your show. It's my favorite thing about you. It's just, you know, well, not my favorite thing about you, but one of my favorite things about you.
Okay, don't. I don't want to know. What is your favorite thing about me?
Probably a sense of humor.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I thought you were going to say something sexual.
No, no. It's sense of humor.
I was like, let's save it for the bedroom. No. you can be ready to reveal too much with the dick pics.
Right, for real. My sisters have already logged off.
I know. I'm like aware that your sisters are probably going to listen, so I'm like being mindful.
Yeah,
of their
I know my too. Oldest sister's going to listen for sure.
Hi, Shy. Okay, say your name. Hi.
It's fine.
But, yeah, no, I felt like that was, like, something that, like, again, like, stuck with me. Mm. So when I was going through, like, my breakup and just realizing, like, you know, the biggest factor with Morgan was, like, he, like, hated everything that I did with the show. Like, hated that I even had the show. Hated everything about it. Although he tried to be supportive, but when it really came down to it, he just didn't like it at all. Like, didn't see why I was doing what I was doing. Didn't get the creative aspect of it. Didn't get the impact or cared about the impact.
Right.
You know, like, and I just remember thinking, like, damn, like, I just, like, we really, as women, I mean, as people, like, we really should date someone who's, like, your biggest fan. Like, I should date someone who's, like, my biggest fan.
Yeah.
And not that I was like, ooh, who's a fan? And, like, scrolled through. But, like, that's, again, that's what drawn me to you. Because I was like, well, there's this guy that I feel like I have a lot in common with. On top of, like, he actually sees my vision.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's worth trying to seek if something is, like, there.
Yeah. And I remember I didn't, you know, I remember I told you I was just so shocked when you, like, finally sent me that DM. Because we had DM'd. Like, very, you know, like, you would respond. I'd be watching Desus and Meryl. You'd respond to that. Or you'd be doing you. I remember you were, like, on Hinge. And you posted somebody.
With the same name as you. Like, with Brian. The same.
Yeah, and I was like, oh. So I kind of was like, oh, let me reply to that. Because I was also like, oh, she's on Hinge. So.
Yeah.
Maybe there. So I was just like. And then I did, like, the little freak out afterwards. Because I remember messaging you. And I remember thinking, like. Yo, this girl don't know who I am. Like, she don't even know my name. I was like, she don't know my name is Brian to get the joke that I was making. And I was
back then your like handle name was like Killa B.
Yeah,
I mean, I did know you as Killa B, but I think on your profile it straight up says Brian.
Yeah, yeah.
So probably. It was there.
Probably
yeah. It was there.
Yeah, but I didn't realize that. So I remember being like, you know, afterwards, just kind of feeling like a jackass, because I was like, oh, I don't think she got the joke, so let me just...
No, you're overthinking.
Yeah, of course. That's me, though. But yeah, I remember I was shocked when, you know, I remember the episode where you put up the questions for, like, topic ideas.
Oh, yeah, I put up questions on my Instagram story. I was like, hey, what kind of topics do you guys want me to talk about?
Yeah, and I remember just, you know, planted the seed, and I was like, should talk about interracial relationships, because it was also something that I did want to hear your opinion on, because I know you date outside of your race often, so I was just curious of like
what
how
that
like if there was something that led you to that, or you know, just kind of your thoughts on it. So I genuinely wanted to know, but it was also
that is good for me to talk about what led me get, like that's a good topic idea. Okay, we'll talk later.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, continue
yeah. So I just I was curious about, you know, what
just wanted to talk to me.
I did. So any opportunity. Yeah, I guess. And yeah, at that time I was, you know, I was really I was transitioning into like this new like phase of my life. And
yeah, I felt like I also what I liked is I also saw on your Instagram that you were really like working out and like all about taking care of yourself. And I felt like I was kind of like on that same time wavelength too, was like taking care of myself and choosing that over like the bullshit, you know?
Right. So yeah. So like I said, I was just going through this transition and, you know, probably had a little more confidence than I would in the past to like, you know, respond to your question sticker or, you know, even.
And I saw that and I used that bait.
Yeah. and you responded. You sent me the message.
So,
read the message on the show.
Yeah. So what happened, you guys? There's a little Easter egg if you want to go on a hunt for it.
Yeah.
So rewind. I did an episode called Interracial Relationships with Jofra, and I was like, you know what? This is a good topic, which it was. It was a great topic. So yeah. I've been wanting to go over it. I was like, I'm going to use this time to give him a shout out on the show.
Yeah.
Just so, because I was like, I want him to hear it and like be like, hey, da da da. So if you guys rewind, if you find the clip, if you find it, I would love you. But like, I literally was just like, oh yeah, shout out to Brian. He's a huge listener to the show. He is the one that recommended this topic. And Jofra made a funny joke, was like, send him some merch.
Yeah.
She's like, give him some merch. And now here you are wearing my merch.
You are so the merch.
So full circle. I am the merch.
You are the merch.
I am the merch. You got the best merch of all. You got me.
100%.
Yeah. And literally the very next day that I did that episode, I remember I was sitting at the dining table on the phone with Nina, and I was kind of like, I don't know, I've been wanting to talk to you, but I didn't know it was the right time, especially because I was going through a breakup that I didn't want to do when I was, like, fresh in, I mean, it was pretty fresh, but, like, I felt like I was already past the intensive crying phase. Like, I was just kind of like, I'm like, okay, like, I'm still sad, but I feel like I could, like, you know, get up and go, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, I just thought to myself, I was like, actually, let me just, like, slide in the DMs. It doesn't even have to be anything. It could just be a conversation, but just kind of like, I just want to talk to him.
Yeah.
So I slid in the DMs.
You did. I was sitting on my couch, you know, minding my business on this fine evening. And I remember going on Instagram and, you know, swiping over to the DM section, and I saw it was a message from you, and I was shocked because, you know, initially I was like, did I send her something, like, to have you reply? And I was like, you know, I don't know. So I remember,
like, wait, this is coming out of nowhere?
Yeah, so I remember clicking on it and just seeing, like, the long paragraph, and I was just like, oh, what is this?
You're like, what?
Yeah, so I remember, you know, reading it, and you were just thanking me for being a supporter of the show and, you know, engaging. And
be like, yeah, just by the way, I'm doing the episode that you requested.
Yeah.
And yada, 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 was talking all that shit. And I was like, but, you know, also, if you're ever in LA, hit me up.
Yeah.
And let's hang out.
And that
AKA
was the...
eat my pussy.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen on the first date, no.
No, it didn't happen for a long time, actually. But that was the line that kind of, because for most of the message, it was still just felt like hosts talking to fan of the show, supporter of the show. Right. But when you hit me with the, you know, if you're ever in LA, hit me up and we can like go grab a drink or something. I was kind of like, but I was still unsure. I remember I had to, you know, I was hitting up my boy Braz at the same time, like.
What's up, Braz?
And I was just kind of like telling him, you know, what was going on and just kind of getting his advice on how to proceed. Cause I didn't, you know, it was my first time like having a girl like slide in my DMs and like holler at me. So
yeah,
I wanted to make sure I was reading the room right before I proceeded.
Yeah, no, you did it. And I felt like, I mean, everyone kind of already knows this part of the story. Like, we definitely talked. I mean, if you guys remember from the episode, like, we just talked for hours and really just continued, I think, slowly. And then there was this point where I was like, wait, this is all happening so soon. Like, I need a break. This needs to pause.
Yeah.
Like, what was your thoughts on that? Because everyone heard my perspective where I was like, I just need to, like, get myself together and yada, yada, yada. But, like, I don't think they realized, like, you kind of went through it.
Yeah, it was tough. It was hands down the longest drive home that I've ever had, like, ever in my life. Yeah, it was so unexpected. Like, I remember we had hung out. We went to the hotel. We had, like, did, like,
had
a little
staycation.
I had
my low-key panic attack.
Yeah, we went to a hotel.
Not panic attack.
The night before and came back to your place afterwards and was just kind of hanging out. And I remember I was like, yo, I'm going to take a nap on the couch before I go back home. I remember I took a nap and I woke up and like, yeah, I don't remember what it was, but I remember just like being like, yo, are you good? And you were just kind of like, no. I don't know. Like, I don't think like this is a lot. Like you were like, it just
it was a lot.
Yeah. It just all like happened out of the blue. And I was just kind of like, you know, me, I'm just like, damn, like, did I like kind of thinking over? Cause I'm thinking to the night before, I'm like, yo, we didn't even like kiss. Like I didn't make a move or nothing. Like,
right.
I was like, damn, did I do something like wrong? Or when I remember you just being like, yo, this is too much. It's a lot.
Yeah.
And I remember just like I said, I had gone through a lot up until that point. So I was just kind of like, damn, for real? Like, we got to do this again. Like, we got to go through. We
just fucking fly. It like didn't even fly away. It was just like on me.
You sure it was a fly?
It was a fucking fly. Continue. Okay.
But yeah, I was just kind of devastated, and I was just kind of like, damn, is like another kind of like devastating thing happening, you know, in the same year, like kind of where I have to kind of like deal with this and like go figure it out and pick myself up again. And I remember it was rough. I was sad. I think you said it on the show. Like, I remember crying. I was crying. I was upset. Like, I legit thought it was like the last time we'd hang out. I thought it was the last time I'd see you.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was sad. I was hurt because I, like you said, up until that point, we had talked so much. And I think that was also why you maybe felt like it was a lot, because if you remember, we were like we were pretty much on the phone all the time.
We were on the phone all the time for hours. And it was just like, I think also because I knew how great you were, you mm-hmm. know, and like how great this could be, that it was just like, and it was all happening so fast. I think that like that first part was like happening so fast.
It did happen fast.
And like, I just needed time, you know, like I just needed like, although I knew I was ready for a relationship, it doesn't mean I gotta like rush like into one, you know, like I really just wanted to just like not put a time. I don't know. I just really wanted it to just like happen naturally without, not that forcing I felt it. Like we were forcing it, but I just felt like, I mean, me being triggered at the hotel made me realize I needed to step back.
Yeah.
And like, and I did that and it felt good. But I realized, you know, the one thing though, like, the time that, you know, we didn't talk for however long that was.
Yeah.
I remember talking to my therapist and being like, no, like, I have to be alone. Like, I have to, like, be single, be alone, all this stuff. And she's like, okay, good for you. Like, take care of yourself, whatever, you know. But I kept telling her, like, how much I missed you and I did want to talk to you. And, like, she was, you know, she kind of just came to a conclusion. She's like,
it was rough, babe.
She's like, why?
It was, you think you were struggling? Like, I was going through it. It was
really
rough. It was rough. Maybe one day I'll like actually like show you those journal entries.
Because you did journal a lot. Yeah, yeah, I do want to see.
They're like, that next day was like, because I remember that day, it was like the afternoon when I left. And I remember I stopped in Fresno. I stopped at Braz and his wife. And I remember Amanda was just kind of everything I needed in that moment, because she was kind of you just like 10 years prior. You know what I mean?
Right.
So she really like gave me your perspective on it. And I remember like sitting there and just being like very final about it. You know what I mean? Telling her like, yo, this is over. Like, how do I meet somebody that I just feel so compatible with and so happy with and just enjoy just their presence, talking to them, being around them? And for it to just kind of happen like this. And I remember Amanda just kind of being like, this is not the last time you guys are going to be together.
She's like, chill out.
Yeah, she was like, trust me.
Relax.
And I remember she was just kind of like, just let her do her thing. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, and I remember because I had told you, we had had previous conversations, just because, you know, I knew where you were at coming out of your relationship and how that process goes. And like I said, I had gone through a similar process earlier in the year. So kind of understanding just that you see, you feel like you could take 3 steps forward and then you could take 2 steps back some days.
Right.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? So
yeah.
I definitely understand how that could feel. And I remember, you know, telling you one night, like when we were on the phone, of being like, yo, if you ever need some space, or if you ever need anything, just let me know. You know, and I remember telling Amanda that, and Amanda was like, yo, you can't say that and then not
be mad when she
says it. Yeah, and then not be ready to back it up when it's time to give her space. And that's when I was kind of like, Yeah, you were right. So
yeah, and you did give me space, and I was grateful for that. But the one thing my therapist said was like, you want to talk to him. Like, why deprive yourself of that? Yeah. It doesn't mean y'all are instantly in a relationship. Just talk to him. You enjoy conversations. Just do it and just like go from there. Yeah. Like, don't try to be so ahead of the game and rush to whatever it needs to be or think it's whatever it is. Like, just go with it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're right. Like, I was like, because I do miss you and I do want to talk to you. And I was thinking about you a lot. So I'm just kind of like, why am I depriving myself of this? You know, yeah. It's like, why in the past did I allow myself to toxic situations? And now when it's something good, I'm depriving myself of something good. It's like,
right.
Why not go for something healthy? Just how I, you know, ran for something like unhealthy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Why? Like, like I don't. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think it's interesting that we both kind of came to our separate conclusions, but those conclusions still brought us back together. Because like you said, you had gone through that with your therapist, and I was like at the time, and I still journal now, but I guess I just don't need to as much. But when I'm like really going through it, that's like when I journal. I'm like, yo, let me just, I got to write down, and it helps me figure it out, right? So I remember like going through that process of journaling. It had been just like an intense like 3 or 4 days of just like pages and pages and pages of me journaling. And then I remember like finally getting to this point in the journaling where I was like, yo, I just got to let her go. Like, you know what I mean? Not in a way of just like to forget about you, but just kind of being like,
let her live her life.
Yeah, like I just got to let you do your own thing. If anything, I'm grateful that this person has come into my life and kind of showed me of like, yo, B, like you do want to be in a relationship. Because I remember for that, up to that point, I was really like anti-relationship. You can ask a lot of my friends. I was like, no, I'm going to be single. I'm going to be the single one out the group forever. So I remember thinking like, if anything, like, I'm grateful that someone has showed me, like, oh, like, you would be open to a relationship. You would be open to being serious with someone. And I remember journaling that, and I want to say, like, not even a few hours later, I think you had texted me. And I was
damn. Like, it's like one of those things where people be like, yeah, like, once you kind of, like, let them go and move on, they always know. And it's like, was I that ex? Was I that ex that just knew and came back?
And it wasn't even intentional. It was just kind of like me of trying to go through this process of just trying to be okay. Because I was really sad. I was really sad. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I was legit. Like, I was down. Like, I remember like this. Like, you know I'm sad when it's like 7 a.m. and I'm like at my mom's house, like talking to my mom. Aww. Like super early in the morning.
I love your mom. That's the thing about.
She's the best.
Oh my God, that's the thing. I'm really so glad to be in a relationship with you. Is like not just you, an incredible person, but like your family, you know, like your mom, your sisters, and like their husbands, and even your niece who like spent the night that one night. Like,
thank you for letting her crash here.
Yeah. And she, like, I just, everyone that I've like come across, you know, in your family, I'm just like, I love that, you know, because it's like we are at that age, 34. I don't know if you wanted to say nothing.
Grown man shit over
grown
here.
Grown man shit. Yeah. 34. Where it's just like, we're dating now intentionally, you know, versus like when you're like 19, 20 years old, where you're kind of like dating and just like, oh, you know, we'll just like, we'll see. Yeah. Like, I like him now, you know.
Figure it out.
Right. But now it's like when we date, it's like, okay, you kind of like date the family too. You're like, can I vibe?
Yeah.
With the family. So
and
it's
how,
like,
how do you, I know we're like jumping ahead, but how was that like when you hung out with my family and all of that for the
first
time?
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. I felt like, I mean, I was really sleepy, but that's like a health issue that we know that I'm trying to like get fixed. Yeah. So that has nothing to do with them.
Right.
But like, but no, I loved it. I felt like all your sisters, you know, both of them, well, no, all three that I've met.
Yeah.
I feel like they're all just, not because they're your sisters, just like individual women. I'm like, yo, you are surrounded by some dope ass women. Your mom, even. Yeah. Like, you are like, because you have all sisters. You don't have any brothers.
Just me.
And that's why he's so sensitive. Yeah. And it's funny because it's like I have, all brothers. I mean, I do have a sister from like my dad's second marriage. But growing up, I had my, you know, I was surrounded by boys. So, so it's kind of like, I felt like we have that kind of opposite. So now we kind of like
come together.
Come together. Yeah. But But no, like, you, every single woman in your family is, like, phenomenal individually.
Yeah.
I think it's just, like, incredible.
Yeah. And they all love you. And like I said, I even remember going back to that time where, like I said, when we were taking that break, I remember, like I said, I talked to my mom, I talked to my sister, and they were all just kind of like,
you're fine.
You know, yeah, just let her do her thing. Let her figure it out. You know, I remember my sister even being like, oh, well, it don't sound like she said she was done with you. It sound like she said she needed to figure it out. So let her do that. And I was kind of like,
you're like, but I want to talk to her all the time.
Yeah, I'm like, everybody is so nonchalant. I'm over here like heartbroken, bro. I want to talk to you all the time. Like, what do you mean? I got to wait for you to like figure
so
it out.
So how was it though, right? Because you've listened to me like on the show for years and heard all of my whole shit.
Yeah.
Like, and then meeting me in person, like, how was that like for you?
I mean, in person, it didn't faze me. I'll say it was weird the first time we talked on the phone.
It was.
Because I'm just used to hearing your voice on my screen,
on my phone. That must be weird, actually.
Like, so it was weird. I was like, I think I even actually said it to you, and I was like, damn, like, I can't believe, like, we're talking right now.
Because it's like you're talking back to me.
Yeah, like, we're having a conversation. I'm so used to just hearing your voice talk, but not necessarily respond to a statement that I make. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it was a trip, but in person, it didn't, you know, it didn't feel, like, I told you, it. Once we kind of, like, met and started vibing in person, it didn't, like, I don't mean in a bad way, but kind of like forgotten about Stephanie Megan, the show.
Right.
You know what
like
I mean?
It's you, just like, you kind of separated Brokaw Therapy from like who I am as like an individual. Like I wasn't show you anymore.
It was just like hanging out with Stephanie versus like hanging out with Stephanie Megan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steph hanging out with Stephanie Megan, the host of Brokaw Therapy, you know?
Right.
So the show never really crossed my mind other than the times where we talked about it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't weird. Like, it was just weird, like I said, that first time.
Did I look different in person than...
Oh, no. I told you I got nervous. Like y'all don't understand. Like, Steph's eyes are crazy.
Aww.
Like, you got to see them in person and, like, in the sunlight. Now, mind you, the first time we hung out, I went on this crazy hike the day before. Like, this 5-mile hike, this mountain, I almost died. And I remember, like, I was in Fresno, so I was only a few hours away, and I remember I had already knew I was coming, but I remember I wanted to, like, do it as, like, a surprise for you. Because I already had packed clothes, additional clothes and everything to come out here. Yeah.
So,
yeah, I remember, like, being on the phone with you after my hike and just being like, oh, what you doing tomorrow? And you were just like, nothing. You know, your little cute voice.
Nothing. Stupid.
And I was just like, oh, you know, I'm going to come out there and hang out with you. And you were just like, really? Really? And I was like, yeah, I'm going to come out. You were like, okay, just like, you're like, okay. And you got quiet for like a long time. And I was like, you good? And you were like, yeah. So fast forward to the next day. Like I say, I pull up.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
And you come out, and I was just, I don't know. Like I said, I wasn't expecting your eyes to be as pretty as, I don't know, I always tell you, like, how beautiful I think your eyes are. And it sounds corny and cliche, but, like, legit, like,
that
I
was
love
the
looking
I think
at
that
eyes.
Was, like, the first thing you told me. You're like, bro, like, your you eyes
got,
are
just, yeah, like, you got in the car, like, and I was like, I was not ready for that. Like, I got nervous. Like, we had been talking, like, we talked on the phone for, like, 12 hours, you know what I mean? So I wasn't necessarily nervous, like... Well, I guess I was more so nervous because I was like, if the vibe on the phone doesn't translate to in person, then we're in trouble. But I was kind of like, I really wasn't that worried about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember like when you got in the car, I remember I got nervous and I was like, I froze up for a little bit. Like on our drive
you
to
were
Echo
nervous
Park.
On
yeah,
our first date.
I was pretty
you guys,
quiet.
He was hella nervous on the first date.
I was.
Like I kept trying to be like, yeah, like goofy and funny. Like I even ordered fries and I was like, oh, this is definitely going to make me shit. And then...
I remember the vendor, though, like, kind of took it as, like, disrespect.
Oh, yeah.
I felt
I was
like,
oh, no.
Because
no.
The vendor was like, nah, I made this. You're going to be good. You're going to be good. And Steph's like, no, I just... Everything makes me shit.
I was like, I just poop all the time.
Because I remember he took it like, nah, not this. This going to have you all right.
I'm like, no, please. I want to shit. Yeah. I don't want this to stick inside me. I want this to go through. What the fuck?
But, yeah, I remember we walked around Echo Park and then... you know, we sat and you ate your carne asada fries and we talked and
yeah,
that's kind of when I was like, all right, Aww. I told you, we got something special. You teased me about it. Got y'all.
Yo, he hella teases. Corny. He hella corny, bruh. On the first date, he says, I think we could have something special.
Was I lying, though? I'm just saying.
Like, I think we could have something special.
Now look at us now. All happy and shit.
Yeah, we did. I will say, our relationship is great, but I don't want it to come off as like our relationship is perfect.
Of course
at
not.
All. Because
we had an argument yesterday.
This week, y'all. This week.
We had an argument yesterday.
This week. But perfect. It was this week was
but
like.
But you know what I really
it's,
think?
It's hot, I think, too. Like in my apartment, I think the heat was kind of getting to us, but. Yeah, we got into a huge fight yesterday.
But you know what I think? I think we're at that point in our relationship where it's like that time.
Yeah.
It's that time to like, because also I feel like we're also figuring out how to argue with each other too at the same time.
Because I think, yeah, it's like the first, I think, because we don't argue right. often ever. But I think, you know, when we do argue, it's kind of like we're like figuring each other out because we never really seen each other like upset.
Yeah.
So like.
It's a learning process.
Yeah, and you just get offended by the things. He's just like, you always tell me everything that's wrong with me. I'm like,
no, I mean, I told you. Yeah. So like, you don't have to get into the argument, but I just told you. Like, I feel like certain things get weaponized, and I'm like, yo, like.
Because, you know, we have to let each other know what's going on.
Right.
Are we going to fight on the phone?
No, we're not going to fight.
No, but I think this also, too, is like, you know, the one thing that people kind of always said to me, especially when I was single, was like, what's going to happen to the pod when you're in a relationship? You know, because my life was, you know, I was so single. It was based around that. And,
right.
I mean, I'll still have content from the single ladies. Don't get it twisted. We just got to get creative. But I think it's just like, Rosé.
And shout out to Rose.
And so what I was saying was, it's not because, just because you're in a relationship doesn't mean it's over. Your life is over. You're fixed. You're not broke anymore or broken anymore. Like, you got it. You got your shit figured out. But it's, like, definitely not the case at all. I think right. There's, like, so many things, more things that I learned about myself now that I'm in a relationship, you know, and just because it is a happy and healthy one and it's not toxic doesn't mean that we come across issues.
Yeah.
You know, and so, or just like growing pains. I don't even want to call it issues. Yeah. And, it's just and like.
I think I was kind of naive to that too, because like you said, before we had come together, I'd done so much work on myself and like healing myself and just kind of trying to become a better man. And I remember like, thinking like, oh yeah, like I'll be, you know, we'll be great in this relationship. And I remember like when we got in the relationship, I was kind of like, oh shit, I just unlocked all of this other stuff that I got to learn how to navigate and learn how to do, learn how to communicate, learn how to ask for help, learn how to like receive love. It's like a big thing.
Or
for
like
me,
even
so.
Yeah, or when you like disagree and you have like certain arguments, the way that we react, the way that we communicate through like emotions is like we learn so much about ourselves. And I feel like I've learn so much about me. And like I feel like even just like the last time we got into an argument, I felt like I learned things about stuff that triggers me from my childhood that like, you know, that happened, whatever, we don't have to get into it, but like, but it, you know, but it's true. It's just like, it's the thing is about like this show is like, yeah, it started off me being single and figuring out to find love and all that stuff, but it's just like it's still is an ongoing process of trying to learn yourself. And even me in being in a relationship, I've never met me in a serious adult relationship before, you know?
Same.
So we're both learning. And like the only like serious relationship was when I was like 15 to 20 years old, you know? Yeah. And that's like nowhere near who I am today, you know?
Developmental years of
life. Exactly. So it's like, it's so like new and interesting and fun and emotional. And I feel like it just, like, when you're single and shit, it's a lot of, like, deep work within yourself, but it's also a lot of superficial shit that you have to, like, go through. Mm-hmm. And I feel like in a relationship, it's, like, it's, like, beyond the superficial shit. It's, like, okay, now here we are. vulnerable and like, and you know, like I like showing my insecurities of like everything. I can't just act like a bad bitch anymore with my thigh high boots and, you know what I mean? Like I gotta like really show you who I am, you right. know? And like, I mean, I've opened up to you just like of all my insecurities and like you have too. So it's just like, it's a beautiful thing to like come together.
Yeah.
And just like learn about each other's traumas and just to nurture that.
Yeah.
And to grow and to build. And like, I definitely see a life with you. Fingers crossed.
Aw, the bayo.
The bayo.
The bayo.
No one's going to get that. I was going to think.
Inside joke. It's okay.
Inside joke, yeah. But yeah, but it's just like, it gets, I'm just excited to, for like this new phase in my life where I'm like, oh my God, I've never been treated. Oh my God, am I going to cry?
Aw.
Ew. I've never been treated with so much love, you know, like I feel like you've like unlocked like a new like definition of love for me, wow. you know, like you get love from your parents, you get love from your friends and your family, whatever. But it's just like when you find someone who just like matches you and like compliments you, it's like unlocking like a different part of love that you're like, whoa, this is crazy.
Yeah. And I think it's, you know, it's interesting you say that, but like for me, it's kind of like you make it so easy to love you. You know what I mean? So it's like, for me, it's kind of like, it's not that difficult. Cry? No, like I'm just saying it's not, you know, it's.
But that's what makes it special because right. like before, like I always felt like I was easy to love, easy to get along with, you know. But then, like, why couldn't I ever get that before?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's because you should be getting it from guys or from people, just like what you said, where, like, well, it's easy to love you. Of course. It's like a no-brainer. Like, yeah. That's the way it should feel.
Use my sweat rag.
No, you use your... It's fine. It's fine. Okay. I do this all the time. I know. I'm a professional crier right. on my own show. So I know what to do. I'm used to this. But like, no, but yeah, it's just like before, you know, I would always wanted someone. I always feel like I would always try to like chase after like the complicated shit because I thought getting that love in the end was a reward, the payoff, you know? And it's like, it shouldn't be that, you know? Because like, here you are literally sitting live on my show in front of everyone, just being like, yo, it's easy to love you. And like, and I know you genuinely feel that because I know I could tell it's easy for you to love me.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, it love shouldn't be, love could be complicated. I know. Like, obviously, our love isn't smooth, but like, but it's unconditional.
Yeah.
You know? And
like you said, I think, you know, I don't want to like, you know, gloss over it too quick. That part where you talked about us and just going through that phase of like really talking about our insecurities with one another. Because, you know, for me, that was like a huge deal. It was like a lot of my anxiety in our relationship came from like my insecurities of like, oh, how, you know, how is she going to receive me or, you know, whatever the case may be. Like you said, I had kind of gone through this just crazy, like, body transformation and just all these things, but still, like...
We have to give a shout-out to him, you guys. He lost over 100 pounds in, like, a year.
And counting. Well, and it was counting. A little longer than a year, but...
A little longer than a year.
A little longer than a year, but
and,
yeah.
like, that's incredible.
Yeah, but it's, like I say that to say it's still... I was still so insecure, like, going in to the relationship. Like, I remember, we talked about it, like, I was legit, like, anxious about, like, sex. And, like, remember it took so long for me to even, like...
Oh, that's take another my shirt thing, too. It's like everyone was like, oh, how come you guys haven't had, like, sex yet? Like, what's taking so long? And granted, you wanted to take your time. But I remember one day you just opened up to me just being like, I'm not comfortable with my body.
Yeah.
And, like, that was, like, a conversation that, like, we needed to have that really, like, you know.
Yeah.
I felt like was a huge
And it just allowed, like, yeah, I feel like it just, after that, I feel like, I could just really be vulnerable with this woman. And, you know, she just kind of like, as I say, every time there was something that I would get anxious about or something that I would think like, oh, let me, is Steph going to like what is she going to think about this?
You always thought I was going to break up with you. You're like, you're going to break up because of this.
And it was always the opposite. You know, you were always just kind of like, so. Like, I remember I'd like get worked up and like tell you these things like, oh, I'm really insecure about this. And you would just kind of look at me like, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of like, okay,
because the
what?
Thing is, like, it's like, I know that you're insecure about like your weight and stuff like that. And I've talked about it multiple times, being insecure with my weight. And like, and it's one of those things where it's like, I used to feel insecure about that with guys. And I always just wanted someone to just like love me no matter what. Because like, there's this, Cixella Fierce said it the best. She said, fat is what you have and it's not who you are.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, granted, I want you to be healthy and that you are already on that path. I mean, you're way healthier than me. You're definitely, I'm working on it.
Yeah.
But I could see that it was not just like a phase that you're going through. It's a lifestyle change that you made for yourself.
Definitely.
So that's more important than your appearance, you know, because fat you could lose.
Yeah.
Fat you could have surgery taken out, you know, but it's just like who you are as a person is like, is what I care about the most, you know, because at the end of the day, like, and it's just all superficial.
Yeah.
You know?
So for me, it was like all of these things that I had felt extremely insecure about or things that may have in some type of way hindered me in past relationships. I feel like we had already talked about, discussed it, we're on the same page. So I feel like it just created this space for me to, I guess, kind of be that boyfriend that you were explaining earlier. You know what I mean? Because I didn't feel like there was anything really holding me back from, you know, just fully being myself and just kind of fully being the type of partner that I wanted to be, you know.
Yeah.
For sure.
But you are. Yeah. You're like everything and more.
Thank you. I try to be.
Yeah. Before you even realized it, you were everything and more.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know, so I love you.
I love you too.
Sheesh, everyone's like, ew.
Ew.
get a room.
It's okay. But yeah, where were we at in the story here?
I don't know. I mean, it's just talking about, I don't really have a, I mean, I don't even know what we said in the story. I think we were just talking about how we felt about one another.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I thought we were kind of just like highlighting just kind of how we got here.
Yeah. But I mean, just more to come. I feel like that's the thing. It's like, if there's so much to say in just one episode.
Yeah. It's,
you know, it's a lot. It's like, I feel like this episode, I just want to just be like an introduction to you and like us.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're definitely going to come back on the show some more.
Yeah. Cause we haven't even got into like how, before we even knew each other, how the show was like affecting me and helping me and stuff.
I mean, let's get into it.
Cause you know, I've told you about those episodes with Yesenia and just, like I said, not only with my physical transformation that I was making, I kind of really gone through this like really spiritual transformation. You know what I mean? Mm. You know, going from like being really religious to maybe like.
Were you religious?
At one point in my life, for sure.
Because you were raised like Catholic.
Yeah, I was raised Catholic. And then it was just kind of like went through this phase of just questioning what I believe in. And then for a long time, I didn't believe in anything. And then during this time, it was just kind of like, I felt like I had to believe in something. So I remember, you know, listening to that first episode with you and Yesenia. The
spiritual medium episode.
The spiritual medium and just like being blown away. Because I had already kind of started this spiritual journey myself. And I remember listening to that and just like, I remember I cried on some parts. Aww. Especially when she talked about, you know, like your grandma and whatnot. Cause, you know, like. For me, for the longest time, had like really struggled with the death of my grandparents and just really got a lot of peace hearing you go through that. You know what I mean? And we talk about it. It's still something I'm trying to work up to go talk to Yesenia. You know what I mean? So it's a lot. And it like even that was super helpful. Like I remember like that was that period where I was down and out. I was really going through it. And I remember driving through Burbank, listening to that episode with you and Yesenia, the first spiritual medium episode, and just being blown away. I want to say I messaged you after
messaged
that episode
as well.
You messaged
me about that one too, saying that like changed your life and you wanted to see her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
it just kind of opened my mind up to, like I said, I kind of already started looking into this, like kind of more spiritual way of living, and and after that I was just kind of like, oh no, yeah, that's where we're at in life now. So
you're like sold.
Yeah I was just kind of like, it just resonated with me so much. So
I love that, and I love that, like, that's the thing, is like, everyone has to learn, fuck your fans. Literally, wow. Have sex with your fans. Or like have, you know what I mean? Like, it should be someone who's like, sorry, that sounded aggressive, but like, it should be someone who's like a fan of yours, right. You know, who like just thinks of you as someone like who is impacted, even if you're not an artist or have a show, whatever, just impacted by you.
And let's not confuse groupies with fans.
Exactly.
Yes. Because I'm your number one fan. Fine ass. Can I say it?
Say it.
I like to tell Steph I'm her number one fan. Fine ass nigga. There we go.
I wish I could say it. Fine ass.
Nope.
Yep. There we go.
Can't do it.
I won't do it. I shall not.
Sorry.
It's okay. Any last words?
I've had fun.
Did you have fun?
I
was
did.
Was this fun? Did you like this?
I feel like I'm... The next episode will be better.
This was like an intro. Why do you think the next episode?
Well, I just feel like my personality didn't really come through much here.
Because this was like deep. We didn't get to dive into your silliness.
Yeah,
you have like, you guys, he has like the worst like dad humor. I think here's what needs to happen.
Okay.
We need to bring Rose on.
I'm down for that.
Because you guys haven't met yet, and I want, like, the reveal. You guys have, like, talked online, whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, through the phone. But, like, you haven't met in person yet, and I really want that big reveal to happen here.
Okay. Let's
do it. So we'll do that. And I feel like your personality is definitely going to shine through.
Yeah.
Because she's going to force it out of you.
And Rose is great.
Yeah, and Rose
is great. And that's what I say. I, like, you know, I feel the pressure because everybody you have come sit here is great. I love
fine.
Watching Harrison, Quay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, HK. I always put his government.
It's fine.
Out there.
Everyone knows his name. My is bad, fucking HK. Harrison.
Yeah. We know HK, Quay, Six, Rose, Jess. Everyone is great. And Rachel, I really enjoy everyone's.
Yeah.
You know,
no, you generally do like everyone.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think there's one person, but we will.
Who? That's something on the show?
Yeah.
You don't have to bring it up. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. You're just like, I don't know if I just relate to him. And I was like, okay.
Wait, I don't know who you're talking about.
Joey.
Oh, yeah. No shade to Joey.
You're just like, I just don't relate.
Yeah, I just didn't resonate. Just, you know, he's...
Joey's great.
Yeah. I'm from East Oakland, so, you know.
And he's like from Valencia.
Yeah, so it was just kind of like...
Like,
but no, I different. Told you, I think Joey's great. He needs to be like on somebody's
actor.
TV screen.
Right, yeah, for sure. He needs to be an actor.
He's a personality for sure. He needs to be on someone. So what's up, Joey?
Yeah, but you're just a dude from East Oakland.
Yeah, like I told you, that was probably the one episode where I didn't, you know, I don't think I finished
it. It's fine. Okay. Yeah. Whatever.
I'm sorry.
Any last words?
Oh, I love you. I had fun. Thank you for having me here.
We'll bring more fun ones. Maybe we should do like questions one day, whatever. I have all these
plans. I'm down to do questions. I'm not sure what they would want to know, but sure.
No, like we like answer emails and stuff.
Oh yeah, for sure. Let's do that.
Okay.
Because we do it anyways.
Yeah, we do.
Y'all seen her stuff, and I'm usually one of the first ones that knows what's happening.
If I do decide to read it. Yeah.
Yeah, and we normally have a conversation about the situations beforehand. So everybody who sends their stuff, thank y'all.
Can you do a radio voice? Your radio voice?
Just because I told you that I would do it when I finally came on
the
show.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Is there something in particular you want me to say?
I don't know. Just say whatever is natural for you.
Okay. So I'm gonna go full Killer B here, and my Fresno fam will recognize this, but I guess we'll
just do it. Stop.
Okay. What's good, y'all? It's your boy Killer B tapping in once again here with the one and only Stephanie Megan on Broke Girl Therapy. It's been an honor to be here. I haven't turned on my radio voice in I don't know how long. I have a YouTube channel that I don't even turn on my radio voice for. So,
you're gonna plug yourself now?
Here's
plug
an honor yourself. And a pleasure. No, I don't have to plug myself. I was just saying that.
Okay. Well,
I don't use a radio voice often, but there it is. You always get a kick out of it.
I do.
To me, it sounds
like
my
regular voice. It's really sexy and it kind of makes me horny.
Oh, really? Yeah. Shit. It's your boy Killer B tapping in once again. Let's go ahead and keep this thing going then.
Okay, plug yourself, plug yourself.
Well, we are going to plug myself then. Yeah, you can check me out on the YouTubes. If you're a fan of hip hop, like I say, I talk about a lot of hip hop, a lot of mental health. Be Grace TV. B-E-G-R-A-C-E-T-V.
Yo, his shit's so fucking good. I'm not just saying that because I'm fucking him, but y'all, his shit real good.
Thank you. Yeah, I like to do a lot of video essays about rappers and music and hip-hop. So if that's your kind of thing, go ahead and check it out. Be Grace TV on YouTube. B-E-G-R-A-C-E-T-V. I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
And then follow me, Stephanie Megan, or go to brocotherapy.com. All that shit is there. he always makes fun of like the way I said all that shit is there.
All that shit is there.
Okay, bye. Love you guys.
Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.